So I want to apologize in advance to our next guest because though he is a child of the 80s, he leant a whole lot farther over to the other side of the musical spectrum than the Cure. So it's okay, though. Colton Wright, he is the Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. That is the Gulf Breeze area. Colton, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're okay with a little bit of new wave, though, once in a while, right?
No, absolutely. My wife is a huge fan of The Cure. So,
oh, there we go.
Me, not
right.
so much, but that's okay. Yeah, I can tolerate it.
She's fantastic. Hey, I wanted to have you on because something that may have gone a little bit unnoticed this week that has been a sort of ongoing sore spot for the residents of Tiger Point vicinity, and, of course, before that, everybody in Gulf Breeze when the bridge was closed, was the Tibet Drive situation behind the new apartments and in front of the golf course country club. And it was kind of the connector between the east and west if you didn't want to have to go on Highway 98. You have been working this problem a little bit behind the scenes for quite some time, and I think do we have a resolution now?
Yeah, this has been a sore spot for almost a year now, actually a little over a year. And unfortunately, the problem started before I was in office. And the good news is temporary repairs have been made, and Tibet Drive is currently open.
It's open.
The road was never. It's open.
Wow.
People can use it now. It's not a permanent fix that we had planned. But this is something I've been working on for, like I said, about a year now, trying to negotiate the financing for permanent repairs, which we estimate to be about $250,000, to completely reconstruct the road to make it the way it's supposed to be, because it was basically just a parking lot that, due to some drainage issues and the excessive travel over the road, when the bridge was out, caused some major damage to it. And there was no way that there was going to sustain that type of traffic going forward. So we made temporary repairs, and we're currently looking for a consultant right now to go into engineering and redesign the road so that we can start construction to completely reconstruct it and make it the way it should have been from day one.
Okay, so it's usable now. If I remember correctly, is there not a sign on both sides that says not to use it because it's just a parking lot or whatever? But are those going to go away too, I assume?
Yeah, that's correct. That was basically saying it was just a parking lot and a cut through. But of course, people took the path of least resistance that lived in the surrounding area, Santa Rosa Shores,
right.
Tiger Point, and that kind of thing. And it became basically a vital roadway and a parallel roadway and a thoroughfare to Highway 98. So the community came to depend on it. And unfortunately, the situation we had an agreement, a verbal agreement made with the developer that built those apartments, because he's the one that actually owned that road, that section of road. He had verbally agreed with a number of witnesses, including the former county administrator, to put $50,000 towards the reconstruction project. The city of Gulf Breeze did so as well, and then the county was going to pick up the tab on the rest, which we estimated to be around another $150,000 at the time. Unfortunately, that deal fell through. The city came through with what they agreed to do, and that was one of the big holdup on what was taking so long. And finally, we realized that the city of Gulf Breeze had the legal easement over the road, and we realized that legally they could just sign the easement over to the county, and the county could go through and move forward without the developer's blessing or financing. It's unfortunate that he didn't follow through with what he said he would do, but that's okay. We as the county are going to go ahead and move forward and do the right thing by the citizens.
And in, as you say, it was kind of annoying because, the original deal had seemed like he was going to give, what was it? Was it 50? I think you might have said, and I missed it, but 50,000 or something like that he was going to contribute,
50,
and
000.
Now the taxpayers are going to have to pick up. Is that right?
That's correct. But, I'm a man of my word, and I said that I would get the project done. I'm not going to let somebody else going back on their word keep us from doing the right thing for the citizens of Gulf Breeze.
Absolutely. And it is, to me, a classic example of, hey, we clearly have something that's in high use, as shown by the fact of the potholes and the repairs and the potholes and the repairs and the potholes. I mean, you have to drive around the potholes when you ever drove through there. And so figure out a way to put that into service because it's obviously a high-use area and, making it viable for the citizens. I love it. And so there will come a time in the future when it's going to be closed for the reconstruction, but at the moment it's open, which is good. And it's also kind of, to me, Colton, it's a good example of people don't think a lot about the difference between a paved surface like in a parking lot and a roadbed that is specifically constructed for all of the traffic and all of the weight and the repeated usage. And, you know, how that, I mean, that makes a big difference that, you know, there really is engineering involved in all of this. And just because it has asphalt on the top, that doesn't mean that all asphalt is even to every other asphalt, right?
That's absolutely correct, especially when you've got stormwater infrastructure underneath and drainage issues that can undermine that roadway.
Right. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, something that you guys did this week, it was kind of a sudden announcement on Monday. Commissioner Peach came forward with a proposed purchase by the county of almost a square mile of total property. It's across a couple of different parcels, but along the East River, about 545 acres that is going to be put into permanent conservation status, light recreational use. And you guys approved that yesterday, right?
Yeah, it went through with unanimous support. You know, it's something that we were, the other commissioners were aware that was being worked due to updates, you know, from staff. But it's something that Commissioner Peach spearheaded. He'd been working very diligently for quite a bit of time. I mean, we're looking at well over a year, if not two, on that project. And, you know, kudos to him for getting that started. It's an area that certainly makes sense to put into permanent conservation and, you know, passive use park area. And it helps take a significant amount of wetlands as well as some uplands in the Navarre area and conserve it and keep it from being developed and help with some stormwater and flooding concerns that were in that area, and just help give us all, you know, 545 acres of green space.
And I love the idea of having a publicly usable area that's going to have some, again, light recreational elements. We'll see what the final, you know, proposal for all of that is. But I think my favorite part of this deal is the fact that you had private owners who were planning on developing this, which would have, of course, made them a ton of money, were willing to not just sell it to the county with grant money matching from the feds for 75%, so the price tag is not that high for the county, about $750,000, but that they were willing to sell it at a discount off the appraisal. I mean, when was the last time that happened? But that's great. You know, the private individuals saw the public value and were willing to sell it even at a reduced value.
Yeah, it was 12.5% off of the appraised value is what they offered to sell it for, a 12.5% discount. And I think that also goes to show that not all developers and builders are evil, particularly Mr. Chillingsworth, and I forget the other gentleman's name that owned that property.
Wasn't it Parker? Because I thought I remembered it. He's not related to Sam Parker. Is it Parker?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. They're upstanding individuals in the community. Mr. Killingsworth owns Navarre Lumber. You know, it's very involved in the area and has a vested interest in seeing Santa Rosa County succeed. And, you know, while growth is going to happen, made an effort to do some things in a very responsible manner. And I think the citizens should be very thankful for that.
All right. I have one last question that I'm going to surprise you with, but I think you'll like it. Now that you'll understand why I'm asking. So hang on for just a second. We're talking to Colton Wright, Commissioner District 5 in Santa Rosa County. That's the Gulf Breeze area. I don't remember if you were at the meeting or not, but at one of the relatively recent meetings, Jerry Cooey got up there and basically said, you know, as a way of alleviating the pain people are feeling from their power bills with FP&L, could you not maybe consider reducing the millage rate on properties or even eliminating it altogether? Now, I don't see this primarily as something related to the FPL issue. I see it just as a matter of justice. Like, I cannot stand philosophically the idea of property taxes because it means you never own your land and your building. You're always renting it from the government. Find out when you don't pay the rent what happens. And I also have objections to things like, you know, why does a person with a $500,000 house have to pay higher than a $200,000 or a trailer? None of this makes sense to me. I'm fully on board. Of course, we got to find another way to solve the funding issue, you know, whether it's from, you know, individual fees per person or whether it's from taxes or something like that. But I didn't hear your comments in the meeting. Maybe you weren't there. It's my fault for not listening carefully. Do you have a reaction to the proposal of either reducing or eliminating the millage?
Yeah, most definitely. So I see no plan in the future of removing property tax from the county's revenue source. However, the caveat to that is I philosophically agree that property tax is not really a fair tax. I do believe that a consumption tax or sales tax is the most fair tax that you could possibly put in place. However, unless the state legislature gave us the option to do away with property tax and then give us an amount that is reasonable that we could increase sales taxes to. That would be my solution if that was available, but that is currently not available. So I think Santa Rosa County's property tax is one of the lowest in the state, and I think it's very fair where we're at right now. So there's no easy way to just flip that switch, but I would love to see the IRS abolished and we go to a national consumption tax. I think that would be the most fair and equitable tax you could possibly have.
Well, I figured we would be philosophically aligned on this. I tend to agree with you with the practical difficulty of getting from here to there was something that we've all just taken for granted. But I obviously anytime somebody brings up an idea, even as weird as that one sounds, that is philosophically right if there's a way to get there. And as you said, it might require some work from the legislature as well. But I was going to get your reaction because I hadn't heard it before, so I appreciate that perspective. Colton Wright, he is our Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. That's the Gulf Breeze vicinity and through up in the Midway. Colton, thanks so much for the time as always, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Have a great day.